we're in Siman Tav Tzadi Vav in Hilchas Yontiv discussing the halachas of Yontiv Sheni. So far we've done the first Sif, and today we'll be doing the second one, Sif Beis. Ein Chiluk Bein Rishon L'Sheni. There's no difference between Yontiv Rishon and Sheni. Ella, there is a difference. What is that? L'inyan Meis. First of all, with regard to the burial of the dead, where, although the Mechaber doesn't give details here, later we do learn the halachas that Chazal were matter for Kavod HaMeis, actual Kfura on Yontiv Sheni, where Jews do malacha to bury the dead because of Kavod HaMeis. The second thing is, V'chein, L'kchol Es Ha'ayin, to put medicine in one's eye. Hagah Oshar Choli She'ein Bo Sakana, or any other case of illness which is Ein Bo Sakana. Even though this is something that is also on the first day of Yontif, unless it is by way of a non-Jew, im ein bo sakana, b'sheni mutur afilu al yidei Yisrael. On Yontif Sheni, it is permissible even by way of a Jew. Now, the rule is on Shabbos that the disease goes under three categories. The first one is what is called mechush, which means that the person is a functional human being. There is nothing especially serious wrong with him, but there's something bothering him. Say the case of a minor headache, not too severe, where something's hurting you. You cut yourself, there's no threat of infection. Any kind of case where a person is considered not even to be on the level of a chola altogether, he is not bedridden, he is functioning normally, he's not especially weak, there the halachi is that it is usur for him to do anything on Shabbos and Yontif to enhance his health. In fact, not only can he not break Yisurim Daraisa Darabanan, but there's an Isur Darabanan of doing anything for health without malacha as a gzera that you're going to go and pound on different substances to create medicine. In the case of somebody that is a chola she'ein bo sakana, which means the person is especially weak or bedridden, he's in a lot of pain, for example, a severe headache, there the halachi is he can take medicine, he cannot break any other iser daraisa or drabanan with the exception of amir l'nachri. He's allowed to ask a non-Jew to do malacha for him. In the case of a chola she'esh bo sakana, where there's any threat to life, one breaks even a daraisa. That's the general rule. On Yontif Rishon, the same halacha applies. On Yontif Sheni, the halacha is that you are actually allowed, in the case of a chola she'ein bo sakana, you are allowed to do what it takes to treat that. However, we're going to see that the Ramal limits this to things that are derabbanans. You cannot break an Isser Daraisa on Yontif Sheni, even though Yontif Sheni is a derabbanan altogether, but something that would be an Isser Daraisa on Yontif Sheni, the Ramal does not allow to do on something that would have been an Isser Daraisa on Yontif Rishon, the Ramal does not allow us to do on Yontif Sheni for the sake of a Chol HaShein Bo Sakana. In the case of a Mechush, everything is still Aser. But in the case of a Chol HaShein Bo Sakana, where on Yontif Rishon you couldn't even break a Derabanan, the halach is that on Yontif Sheni you are allowed to do what would otherwise be a Derabanan. Now, the Mechaber first adds, Chutz mi Yontif Sheni shel Rosh Hashanah, d'shnei yomim kedusha achas arichtahein. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, because it's the beginning of the month, was observed even in the days of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Because they had no idea when the witnesses would come and say they spotted the moon. Therefore, it could be that they would find out towards the evening that the first day was Rosh Hashanah and they missed it. Therefore, they would observe Rosh Hashanah on the first possible day after 29 days of Elul. Should the witnesses not have come, they would then observe a second day of Rosh Hashanah. When Chazal made the halacha of Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah and were metaken it in Eretz Yisrael as well, they gave it one kedusha. They gave it the halacha as if it is one long day. Therefore, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, one is not allowed to do even an Issa D'Rabbanan for the sake of refuah, even though he is a Chol HaShein Bo Sakana. Says the Ramah now, V'dafka Shvus D'Rabbanan, that is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, Dum Yedemikchal Eina, like using medicine for the eye. Aval av malacha asur liyisrael la'asosu afilu b'yontif sheni, whereas even for health reasons, even in the case of someone who is a chol hashein bo sakana, he is not allowed to do something that on yontif rishon would have been an isur daraisa on yontif sheni. Now there is one other issue here that, and it's especially nogei hilchis Shabbos as well. The Machaber brings down actually three shitas in the halachis of Chole She'en Bo Sakana with regard to Shabbos. We paskin like the Ramban, which is what the Mishnah Berurah said here, that what you're allowed to do is ask a non-Jew to do malacha, but that's it. There's another halacha there that says that you're allowed to do a drabanan al yedei shinui. That means on Shabbos or Yontif Rishon, a chola she'en bo sakana can do an issa drabanan derech shinui. How about an issa daraisa derech shinui? So the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that according to the Ramban, this is aser, and he therefore paskins this way. Now, in the Ramban himself, it is unclear. The nusach of the Ramban that we use today would seem to say that this is the Torah Sa'adam of the Ramban, would seem to say that you can even break an issa daraisa al yedei shinui. The source to this is a Gemara that says, goneach yonek, someone who is especially in a lot of pain, and is in fact he is in agony, and his refuah is that he should actually suck milk from a goat. So the halacha is that sin, even though that's a malacha daraisa of mafarek, what he's doing is extracting liquid from a solid. He's extracting milk. Since he is doing it al yedei shinui, it is not normal for a human being to suck milk from an animal. That is derech shinui. The halacha is, the Gemara says that it's mutter. That would seem to be a source to what the Ramban seems to be saying, that one is allowed to do even a malacha d'oraisa, derech shinui, for the sake of a chola she'en bo sakana. The Mishnah Berurah just discounts it, and in Hilchas Shabbos does not address the actual proof, the case of goneach. Here in Hilchas Yontif, in the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah mentions this issue. And he says that the reason why a goneach is allowed to suck milk from a goat on Shabbos is because that is so abnormal, it would constitute a shinui gomer. Even though doing an issur daraisa yedei shinui is usually asur midrabanan, there are some shinuim that are so different, they would not even qualify to be a malacha d'rabanan. So the Mishnah Berurah holds that On a regular, on Yontif or on Shabbos, a chola she'en bo sakana is not allowed to do a malacha d'oraisa derech shinui, only a malacha d'rabanan derech shinui. How about on Yontif Sheni? The Ramah says that you're allowed to do any malacha d'rabanan. How about a malacha d'oraisa derech shinui? So here the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shaar HaTzion wants to say it could be that it is mutter. It could be that on Yontif Sheni, an issur d'rabanan derech shinui, the same way we are matir to do d'rabanans outright, we may be matir doing a malacha d'oraisa derech shinui for the sake of a chol hashem o sakana. So once again, the Mishnah Berurah shita is on Shabbos or on Yontif Rishon, a chol hashem o sakana could only ask a non-Jew to do malacha for him. He can take medicine, or he can do an issur d'rabanan derech shinui. On Yontif Sheni, one is actually allowed to do a malacha d'rabanan himself for the sake of choli she'en bo sakana. As far as doing a daraisa ayde shinui, the Chavetz Chaim speculates that that may be mutter here in the Shaar HaTzion. Now, one other thing in the Mishnah Berurah, in the case of somebody that is not in terrible pain, and if he waits a day, he can heal himself just as easily. There is no rush, and there's no reason why he has to do even a malacha d'rabanan. So a chola she'en bo sakana, who say is weak, but is not especially in pain, and he can take care of it afterwards, there's no reason why he shouldn't wait till after Yontif to do it. This is a chiddush. The case is somebody needed bloodletting in those days, and he tells you to put it off till after Yontif Sheni.